could it be I'm falling in love? They have to change their name, you know, Alice, to the Decoy Spinners, because Britain had the Spinners, and while we're saying happy birthday black music, they were just about the whitest group in the world.
Of course.
The old Spinners with the little penny whistle and all of that going on. And the peddlers.
Have you seen this?
The old Spinners?
Very good, yeah.
You went to see the Spinners?
Yeah. A few things.
Well, yeah, I guarantee it wasn't the Donkers, did
it? In case people don't know what we're talking about, I've written down here five very white records.
Okay, we're talking about
bottom.
Happy birthday black music. Just to contrast this, we're saying,
of course,
for instance, you won't be hearing, for instance,
you won't be hearing Cavatina, a theme from The Deer Hunter by Sky.
No,
you won't be hearing Nick Hayward's Blue Hat for a Blue Day. You will not be hearing Gaudete by Steely Span. And just to prove the point, these are two cover versions of black music made white. Of course, Michael Bolton's When a Man Loves a Woman.
Oh,
but top of the list, Simple Minds and their cover of Sign of the Time.
Sign of the Time, the whitest record ever
with
made.
All the funk extracted by scientists.
Yes, exactly. With the jeweler's eyepiece, with all the skill of a surgeon. You've got to put something there, Bonnie.
But I'm the only one here old enough to remember Pat Boone's.
Oh, no, Pat Boone, of course.
Pat Boone's cover version of Tutti Frutti by Little Richard.
That's right. And it was the hit version. Yes, it was the hit version as well. This competition, these proceedings are now closed. Once you've said that, with Pat Boone doing Tutti Frutti, yes.
She's brought the shutter down too early.
Now, Dan, what we want to get in on now is last week we asked listeners to ring in if you've got exactly the same name as a rock star. We want to build a festival from our listeners. We want a main stage and a Melody Maker tent. Give us the main stage.
The main stage is fantastic.
Actual listeners' names.
Yeah, we're going from midday to midnight, going up the scale.
Okay.
Of course, we had to open with In Excess, because we had a fellow called Michael Hutchins ring in.
Right, okay, Michael Hutchins.
Eurythmics, Dave Stewart from Wales.
Uh-huh.
A real Kate Bush. Barry White for A Bit of Soul in the Middle Afternoon. Fantastic.
He was a postman, of course.
Yeah, we spoke to Barry White.
Then a 2.5 hour set from Paul Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Second on the bill. Imagine the bill. James Brown, if you don't
mind.
James
Brown, of course, there's someone called James Brown listening,
And topping of the bill, their only time they're ever going to perform together, a real Mick Jagger and a John Glennon.
Mick Jagger and John Glennon rang in.
Meanwhile, and you pay your money and you take your choice, you can go to the Melody Maker stage to see the following people perform. Jonathan King opens the proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
A set from Cliff Richard before he was knighted.
Yep.
A supergroup composed of Scott McLeod of Oasis and Andy Summers, the guitar player of Police.
Yep.
And top of the bill, as he always would be in any Melody Maker stage, we bring you Mr. Mark Almond.
Mark Almond rang
up.
All actual listeners' names, thank you very much for taking part in that. We may do it again someday. I can't believe there's a person called Cliff Richard out there.
Yes, apparently so.
I cannot believe there's somebody out there. Mr. and Mrs. Richard, given of a voice, said, let's call him Cliff. No, I don't believe that. Cliff, if you're listening again, ring us up. I want to speak to you. I don't believe there's a listener called Cliff Richard. All the other things we're doing, we're trying cram into the next door. What is it? 10 and 4, Alice? 14?
10 and 4 is 14, yes.
So what's that then? 13 minutes left for the show, right?
Yes.
Am I looking at that right? Okay, so 13 minutes. We don't want to waste any time at all, you see, before the end of the show. The main thing. So if ever
you keep on to talking like that.
Because you just, the whole, especially because so many anecdotes, so many calls to fit in one way and the other. And,